To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I'm here to empower you. That's what we do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us here on the Rumble channel, the Empowering Apothecary. Thank you for all your comments. Thanks for coming back. Try to instill in you some information that will keep you thinking, on your toes, investigating, making the right choices for your personal life. So we are going to be jumping into a topic here soon on a heart drug that was determined unsafe and risky. But before we do that, we're going to do our devotional real quick. And that puts us in 1 Corinthians 15. But thanks to our God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, be sure to give God thanks every day, every time, always. And if you don't know the Lord, please seek his face and mind the time, because it grows short. And we're going to be doing the quack report. Let's do the quack report. In the Quacker today, rising tide and brain fog. Young Americans report sharp uptick in cognitive struggles. So self-reporting cognitive difficulties, concentration, memory, decision-making are on the rise for young people, not just older adults, but among younger Americans. It's interfering with their work, their school, and daily life. The analysis of over 45 million on a survey, this was a BRAFF survey from 2013 to 2023, excluding obviously the year 2020, they were reporting people were depressed. Prevalence climbed almost 5.5%. So among the ages 18 to 90, it was 7.4%, and it rose to 9.1% after that. So these cognitive challenges, they say, carry serious implications and can undermine job performance, educational outcomes, self-management, health, increase the risk of unmanaged conditions. Experts are pointing to our modern lifestyle and the environmental risk factors of poor diet, chronic stress, insufficient sleep, sedentary behavior, excess screening time, toxins, the underuse of mental challenges as possible contributors to the declining cognitive resilience. These are clinical diagnoses, and there's this upward trend that concerns them, that younger people are, you know, kind of looking old before their time. Their cognitive mental capacity seems to be aging before their chronological age. And if you missed the show on Young Brain up there on the YouTube channel, please check that out. It may give you some more information that will be very helpful. And that wraps the quack report. All right, we're back. We're going to be talking about this heart drug determined useless and risky. So when common and frequently used medications by the population are re-examined and scrutinized, it can reveal many things. It can reveal a lack of follow-up in the study, no long-term testing, suppression of the trial data, ethics violations, and even fraud. So people's lives are at risk when an industry like scientific research is compromised. So we have to change our thinking to realize that common terms like side effect is used to such an extent, such a degree now, that many don't give it a second thought, as long as, you know, the long shot is the trade-off of a side effect. They don't think much of it. Now, short of, it's sort of like vaccine brochures at your doctor's office, hands you a brochure on it. It states that maybe 1 in 100,000 people are going to have, you know, a serious reaction and ruin their life. Well, we should ask about who compiled the statistics? The drug company? So the medical definition of side effect is secondary disease. So why don't they say that? Well, things that are not properly revealed are purposely deceiving. So if doctors told patients that they are prescribing a drug that will probably give them a secondary disease, no one would really fill that prescription. Now, according to the August 2006 survey by the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, a majority of people do not read their pharmacy printout that accompanies the prescription drug. So if a majority of people in the public are reading at, 6th to 8th grade level, the drug literature is not written to accommodate the public. Patients simply don't understand what it says. Here is a quote from the National Library of Medicine. Our findings indicate that these warning labels are not likely to be useful to patients in their current form, especially those with low literacy skills, and could result in misuse of the medication. People across all literacy levels found it challenging to fully comprehend unfamiliar and complex multi-step health instructions written at a high school level, end of quote. Well, here's this new study, August 2025, a large international study called the Reboot Trial, and it was by Mount Sinai Hospital School of Medicine. It reported that beta blockers commonly used for cardio issues are completely worthless. It's used for hypertension. So yeah, these beta blockers are used for hypertension, arrhythmia, congestive heart failure, angina, which is heart pain, and also used to prevent heart attacks. That's what they're told they're for. So here's a quote from Mount Sinai Hospital School of Medicine, August 2025. They said, the massive study found women faced higher risks when taking the beta blockers. We found that beta blockers don't help most patients post heart attack, end of quote. So imagine that, a heart drug used for the last 40 years as a standard in cardiology, and it provides no clinical benefit for patients with uncomplicated myocardial infarction. So physicians just go by what the literature they read, what they're told by the drug companies. They have nothing to do with the research, the trial data, or anything. They're reading these medical journals, which typically are written by ghostwriters hired by the pharmaceutical company. So it's one big ad, basically, but in, you know, medical terms. So physicians just go by what they're told by the drug companies, and the studies often are paid for by the drug companies. It's not usually an independent study. So it's not until there's an independent study for the drug that we find a lot of lies. We find things out. So the study reports that female heart patients with intact hearts with preserved heart function, in other words, they didn't have any death of the heart tissue after their heart attack, are at a significant risk when they're put on the beta blocker drug. What they are at risk of, here's the list. Heart attack, heart failure, mortality, death. Here's a quote from, this is Dr. Morja Ibanez, medical doctor, principal investigator at scientific director at CNIC. He says, currently more than 80% of patients with uncomplicated myocardial infarction are discharged on beta blockers. This study will change clinical practice worldwide. So how long will it take for these new revelations to filter down into the patient care area? Well, according to clinical trials, it can be a while. Here's a quote from them. While it is frequently cited that it takes an average of 17 years for a new research evidence to be fully integrated into clinical practice, the actual timeline varies widely. A reboot trial, which is a clinical trial focused on reassessing an existing treatment, could have a faster or slower impact depending on several factors such as hospital practices, medical insurance, and physician opinion, end of quote. They go on to say, it is unrealistic for the reboot trial to have a full implementation of new treatment recommendations and will not happen immediately, end of quote. So that's why we're here, to tell you about it, to tell your family members about it, tell your friends about it. They got to make a decision and not wait for science to catch up. So the study results were presented in August 2025 to the European Society of Cardiology Congress in Madrid, also published in the August 2025 New England Journal of Medicine and the European Heart Journal. It was that significant, okay? Well, how do we strengthen weak hearts? Well, one big difference between medicinal herbs and medical science, the drug therapies, is that herbs won't weaken a system, but drugs can. So do your homework on any therapy recommended to you and research your options. Apothecary Herbs does offer a line of professional strength cardio herb formulas that are strengtheners. They even have an emergency heart attack pack. So give them a call and start your learning process, because you're going to want to do, obviously, lifestyle changes to assist also, because you don't want to undermine your efforts. Lifestyle changes are permanent. They're not diets, which are temporary. You have a lifestyle change. So you probably heard your doctors and a lot of people talk about the Mediterranean diet. They do cultural studies on this stuff every 2 years. People in the Mediterranean, how they eat, what they eat, they don't have cancer, diabetes, or heart disease. That is telling. Convert to the Mediterranean diet if you seem to have weak cardio. Okay. Also, a really good book is Sean Ellison's book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. He has a whole section on cardio. Now, why this book is significant, he is a chemist. He used to work for the drug companies making these drugs. He tells you everything. He's not working for the drug companies anymore. He's into wellness healing, obviously. So great guy, great book, whole section on cardio. He gives you the lowdown. We talked at length on my show, Herb Talk, probably about 10 years ago when we were on GCN. But hawthorn berry is excellent for, you know, blood pressure issues, clot issues. Garlic, again, also good for clot issues. Cayennes are your circulatory agents. Aloe is another one. Red clover. So you got some tools. Learn how to use them and preserve your health. And if you need help, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Their number is toll free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Give them a call, ask some questions. ThePowerHerbs.com is their web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. Click on the cardio section or flip to the cardio section in their free catalog. You can request that online or over the phone and be empowered. It starts with you. If you don't care, there's no doctor you can pay enough to care, okay? I mean, I would rather spend the money on healthy, you know, organic vegetables, fruits, herbs, and you know, medicinals like that, then spend it on doctors. Think about the time you'd save, not having to wait around at the doctor's office, getting scanned or getting probed, you know, stuck, getting blood work done and stuff. So the power herbs will help you take the power back. It's up to you. You got to be proactive. But give them a call at 866-229-3663 and get that free catalog. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.